Hello, Mum. How are you? One second. I'm just going to put you on speaker. One sec. So, how are you, Mum?
I'm okay. Why are you asking me? I'm just.
Can you ask the people here to remember to vote?
Remember to vote.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
That will certainly be a topic of discussion with a friend. Yeah, so, remember to vote. So, our first compo will be music. We thought that it might be light when we start the show. We were kind of hoping that we were on time. But yeah, so the first is a combined music compo. It's called combined because usually there are old school music, new school music, tracked music, executable music, and so on and so forth. Due to the size of the party and it's the first time and so on and so forth, we are, we threw them together because we don't have that many submissions. So remember next camp or next event to start writing your own music. I can only encourage you to participate in that. Trust me, everybody started with no idea in what they were doing. That's the idea of starting. Let's go play the first track. Crispy Chips by Martini Mo. So, this was Crispy Chips by Martini Mo. Let's go to submission number two. Arcade Dreamscape by QM from TV10.
Thank you.
So, that was Kate Dreamscapes by QM. And let's move on to number three, which is The Water Method by G423.
In the devising of simple and yet effective methods of torture. One of their most famous is the water method.
I think maybe you're fed up.
The water method.
The drunkenness isn't in the wine.
The water method.
One word with you is too much.
Moving on from The Water Method by G423 to number four, which is Planes by Funkstill. So this was Planes by Funkstill or Funkstill. Let's move on to submission number 5, which is Octalizer by Byte Observer. Something remarkable about this demo, it's a 256 byte executable on Linux. I know many people who write text messages longer than that. Okay, let's move on from Octalizer by Byte Observer to Dyna Delay by Tobach from SLP, Rift, TUHB, and FTG. All those groups don't say shit to me, but, well, there we are. Let's play. Dyna Delay by Tobach. And do we have a further submission, number 7? A butterfly, I think, or butterfly, what, however you pronounce BTR, it's a discussion among Linux nerds. BTR Fly by OpOpCX. Give it up for our submitters for this category. Yeah.
Please. Yeah, thank you. So the voting for the music compo we've just opened. So please vote. Remember, it's very important. And that was an amazing compo. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for the submissions. And there were certainly many impressive ones. And I saw with a few submissions, I saw some had it. Quite a few heads bobbing about. So if you were bobbing to some music, vote for it.
Okay. I'll look at that when I can. I don't want to look at my phone while I'm doing this. I will fix that as soon as possible. So the voting hasn't appeared to have shown. So next up we have the AI-generated art compo. So this is art that's been generated using AI. We wanted to have this as a standalone compo. That's next. In 5 minutes, once they're ready.
Yeah. So this has been a point of discussion in the scene.
Yes.
Where how much AI is allowed, is permitted? Is using AI being creative? Is it undermining being creative? So it's an ongoing discussion at the moment, and this is our proposed way of handling it, making a separate category where it's fine, do whatever you want,
yeah,
as with AI, but please do it in this category. We are still working out the kinks there.
Yeah.
So who of you would identify themselves as sceners?
Amiga!
Lift your hands.
Amiga!
Amiga!
Okay, I've seen like a handful of hands going up. I can only recommend visiting, for example, for everybody in Germany, Evoke and Revision, which I've mentioned beforehand. And Deadline, of course. As you might understand, I don't know jack shit about the demo scene. I was asked to be up here, so I'm up here.
There's
mentions that
Jumalata Party in Finland in a week, and then after that, there's few other parties that I've just forgotten off the top of my head. Norlet, which is and Function, which are on the same.
Sorry, come again. Which one is that in Bremen? Nordlicht. Nordlicht.
Yeah, Nordlicht and Function. Nordjerk is in Germany somewhere, and then there's. Nova's next year. This is demo for. But yes, in the United Kingdom there is Nova, but that's next year.
And the field thingy, right?
On the EMF. There's field effects at EMF camp, yeah, which I run. What's in December? Oh, the one 2005. Yes, thank you, PS. It will always be 2005. For people that don't get that joke, Inertia had a demo party, and every year they say when it happens, it's still 2005 for some reason. And that one's in Portugal, in Lisbon, and it's a really nice location, and it's an amazing country.
How is the technicians doing? How are they? It's getting there. Okay. Yeah. So something that I would recommend to you, if you thought our sound system is loud, it's considered a quiet one among seniors, bring ear protection. And I don't mean just your run-of-the-mill in-ear thingies. I walk around in full muffles, and it's still too loud sometimes. So... No. Garafle is child's play compared to that. Honestly, it's child's play compared to that. Don't bring hard drives. I hurt the die. So, Yeah, so as we... I don't know if you mentioned that. The next one will be AI-generated, I think?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, amazing. If you are inspired by this, there are many tools that also run on Linux where you can try yourself writing some demo stuff.
Yeah, there's Shader Toy, which is
in the browser, right?
Yep, and then there's Posh Broly, which is also in the browser.
There's Bonzomatic.
Yeah.
Which it's a very thin application on your...
And a lot of... Yeah, cables.
Yeah. There's tools, I heard. Or tool, something like that. Yeah.
There's Farian Maker, which you shouldn't use.
Yeah. So if you get inspired by this, by all means, hack away. And hopefully next time we meet around here, we'll have more compos.
Yes, please make an entry for the next time. Thank you.
And I'm actually one of the compos that are later on are the batch compos. It's a batch compo. It's later. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, that will be amazing.
There is a concept of party productions where you submit where you have either a prompt that you submit, like you have to have a story that was at revision the last time that you have a story with a specific story points. You have some assets that you have to use, like some music, some sounds, some graphics, and so on and so forth. So they're considered fast compos. And this year's and our fast compo, I think, beats all of them. The kind people from the batch team did that, but they created a batch and they said, here is the batch, write your, and we said, nice, there is a batch, write some demos for it. And we are going to see them later. Are we still figuring out technology back there?
How are we doing?
We're good?
We're ready.
Let's go. So now we have the AI-generated compo. We can have the first submission anytime. Yes, hello? Okay. So, give it up for the AI-generated compo. Those were interesting submissions, but I think, it's the first one that I'm aware of that I could look up that we are the first?
Few AI compos at other parties. I can't remember exactly which parties have, but it's become a recurring theme.
Okay, sure. Okay, next up is a very easy to understand competition for everybody, I guess. It's the photo compo. People submitted pictures that they shot at camp or not. And we are going to have a very beautiful slideshow. This was the photo compo, and what was it again that is people what did your mom say?
Oh yes, so, yes. Remember to vote. Yes, yeah,
that was.
She'll be
right?
Very disappointed if you don't. So please vote.
Don't disappoint his mom.
But it's currently broken, and we're working on the fix.
Remember to vote later. Die Weiterfahrt des Votingzuges wird verspätet auf unbestimmte Zeit. Was? Okay, so now to one of my personal highlights, to be honest. The Fast Track Compo Badge. Are we ready? Back. I will need to waste 5 minutes of your time. So, to be honest, I was happy I played around with the badge a bit, and I was happy to make the text spin in another direction and make the LEDs go in a different pattern than they did from the get-go. But I see many people already did that, as far as I can tell from your badges all around. But then I saw people having... Like, I mean, the classic tunnel on their badge. I did see that. I did see people doing, like, pushing the badge to their limits. And I'm 100% certain people did more than I did see in the field today. So I'm really, really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it should be an amazing compo. It's been fascinating, like you say, walking around and seeing what people have done on their badges. It's really cool. And keep hacking away, and it's amazing.
There is typically the badge thing would be something, for example, like revision. It would be in the wild category. So if you happen to be inspired by whatever you see today, feel free to copy, expand, and make the badge glow. Because we hate all chips, we don't discriminate. If you need water cooling for the badge, the better. And and submit it at revision, for example, or at another party at Wild.
So a lot of the like field effects next year will have a badge compo, and you can use your badge from this year to enter at that. And I believe whatever MCH is called will also have a badge compo.
Yeah.
So save your badge and start running your demo now, and
you don't have to like be creative as much as you want. I saw compos I saw submissions in Wild that used like an LED matrix to render a cube that was spinning, and it was surprisingly convincing, to be honest. That was some years ago at Revision, I think. So be wild. Don't let your imagination be contained. I mean, you can expand the badge. You can run music on it. So maybe run a full scale demo that where the PC guys are getting weak knees. I would pay to see that. Also, another thing that people... I have to look it up on the internet. I know this is a mistake on the camp.
The series of tubes. The internet, series of tubes.
Yes. There is... back in the day, people compiled a hacker ethics thingy where they collected... let me find it. I have to switch to German, I think, first. on the CCC website.
Amiga. Amiga!
Yes, certainly Amiga.
Are there any Atari people?
To quote the person from the person that is unfortunately not here, Arduino!
So we are now ready for the next compo?
Okay, let's get ready to rumble.
Thank you.
Come on, give it up. You have to remember those people had like something on the order of magnitude of 3 days to work on those all those demos, right? Like they did an amazing job.
Yeah, that was absolutely incredible. Thank you, everyone. I remember there was this postcard that we forgot to read, and it says, "Hello, Jojo, from Sega." So, yeah.
Hello. So, this was the amazing part of the badge. Now we go on to graphics, which... will be executable graphics, I think. Yes. So
another 5 minutes.
Another 5 minutes to get everything set up. So, compared to photos, here something is being calculated while we press on play or something like that. It's combined graphics. Okay. So there are executables. There are some really funky things in there. Which we will, we can mention it now.
Yeah, there's some JPEG XL.
Yeah, so JPEG XL, to be clear, I said, yeah, I don't really understand how it works. And everybody else from the team was like, yeah, we don't actually either. So basically, you can do some really funky stuff with JPEG XL. You can compress shit into it. And the goal of JPEG XL is to make even smaller pictures for the smaller images for the internet. There are people living in countries that don't have good internet, so-called developing countries. One of them is considered Germany. It's pretty. Our situation is pretty dire. So if you have a chump bucket of internet, please feel free to donate. JPEG XL has some really advanced methods of compressing images without losing much information, and people exploited that to make some really fancy stuff. And I'm actually really looking forward to what's coming in the next years on that horizon.
If you want to learn about JPEG XL, the website is really good. It actually has some demos. And I believe one of the main authors of JPEG XL is also a demo scener as well. So it's pretty awesome.
I mean, if you do small things for a living, you understand how images and compression works, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for a living, for fun and profit. So, where are we on the front of preparations? We are almost there. I want to recommend the nice people from the Nord Chunk Bar. They have excellent chunk, so I've heard. I haven't tried one yet.
No.
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Are you there?
I'm trying to use my fame for free chunk. Hello? Doesn't work. Shit. Okay, so yes, they make excellent chunk, and I heard people there also have mate or something like that. So if you want to get something to drink, now's the time. They're almost there in 1 minute, are still running apparently. Cool. What else can we talk about? I actually am running out of ideas. How much does everybody know about the 6-2-1 rule? I think it's 6 warm meals a day, 2 showers, and 1 hour of sleep. No, it's actually 6 hours of sleep per day, 2 warm meals, and 1 shower. Don't forget that and take care of yourself about that. And also wear masks. They're nice, especially on the network. We are still waiting for the 4-4. Yeah.
Yeah, so running a demo party in a field turns out it's has some challenges, so yeah. We're working through them.
I do that for the first time, and it might be obvious, but everybody on that side of the stage does not. Still there are technical difficulties. I mean, who doesn't have them? Apparently the NOC also has some. I heard EventPhone had some. I mean, we basically set up a whole infrastructure on a pretty much blank field, right? I can only imagine what technical difficulties you have at EMF. Oh, you don't have the internet one because you have internet in the UK, I heard.
Yeah, well, it's quite bad in some places like Germany. It's, yeah.
I think we are not part of the UK.
No,
the last time I looked, at least, but
not the.
I might have. I haven't got the memo.
Oh.
So.
I get beer. Thank you.
I still want to. Oh, there it is. Woo. We got two chunks. This one's for you later. So this demo show is apparently demo party is presented by Chunk. Delicious. Okay. We are ready, I think. Let's go to the combined graphics compo.
Woo!
Let's go! Submission criteria was if you created something or if you photoshopped something, like you saw, there were many different steps. It's to prove that it's actually your own work, so that you don't submit something that somebody else created and you actually did some creative work on that part. Two submissions were by Byte Observer, a person I was told is from Canada.
Yeah, and this is first time my party as well.
Hmm?
First time my party.
Okay. So, yeah. And, I mean, you saw like 44 bytes or something? I mean,
yes.
Oftentimes the file name is longer than that. So, yeah. Okay. So, yes. The last image was rendered, I think.
Was with a 3D scanner.
Well, it was made with a 3D scanner.
Ah, 3D scanner.
Yeah. And rendered, yes. It was a question if the last graphic was an executable graphic or not. It was scanned with the 3D scanner and rendered. Okay. Next up, we are in New School intro, which probably will need also 5 minutes. Am I right about that? We need to boot into Linux, so it's gonna take like 30 seconds or something. So, yes. Oh, okay. I was just informed, probably by somebody who knows the artist or the artist himself. Probably he knows himself, so. That the vegetables were scanned, the meat was completely rendered. And the last image. So, yeah, we need to reboot now. So, afterwards, we have a small jam thingy where we will have music, nice music, I heard. And people will try to submit their life code to be rendered on screen, and it's actually pretty amazing and pretty fascinating. Look up Shader Showdowns if you want to see people blowing away your mind. Like, I think I heard heads explode the last Shader Showdown I attended.
Yeah, there are lots of Shader Showdowns at demo parties. We now have Byte Jams, which are generally with the TIC 80, which is a fantasy console. And there's been Byte Jam, there's been Byte Showdowns, there's been Byte Jams every Monday on Twitch. Field Effects runs mostly Byte Jams, but they also do Shader Jams, so if you want to check that out, that's a really good way to check that out.
Yeah.
Tonight will be interesting because hopefully with luck it will not just be one platform, it will be multiple platforms. I heard rumors that someone might you scratch, so that will be interesting.
Yeah. And those people, the scene is pretty, in that regard, is pretty dominated by French people. At least that's the impression you can get. And I can only, the person that always kind of sticks out in that regard is Flopine. So if you want to follow a creator in that field, she's worth following. And also many female contestants or many non-binary contestants also in that area, which is a very refreshing change compared to the rest. Yeah.
So we are now ready to go.
Oh, we're ready to go. Let's. So now we are going to make a torture some graphics card. The first submission will be from. Fuo from Nofo Sorry, my eyes are shit. Nofo submitted Fuon, and we will have a look at that. Let's go. Minor technical difficulties. This is not the demo. I know it's. Some people might. I know that background. There we are.
Sorry.
No worries. Technical issues happen. How much is it? I cannot. I have shit. 4 kilobytes. This is PC intro. So 4 kilobytes and suffer the and let's make the graphics card scream. Just to be clear, those were 4 kilobytes with 4,000 characters. 4,000 printable characters. You can print that if you are very, very elaborate on one single page of paper. So, second one will be Tofu and the Gum by Epoke. I don't know how to pronounce that. It's not Epoke. Epoke. Okay, sorry.
Epoke.
Epoke. Okay, anyway, let's go. Okay, now we need to reboot the machine again, so it's going to be Windows, so You're stuck with me talking for half an hour, or us talking for half an hour.
Let's pray that Windows Update doesn't,
kick in, yeah. So, yeah. Honestly, whatever people do in 4 kilobytes is nothing I could ever do, right? I'm just at a loss. Like, some years ago, those would have been like 8K demos. And now we are talking about 4K that are just jaw-dropping. And I'm sure the next one is as well. So, anybody who hasn't been to a demo party that wants to go... Of course, you've been now to a demo party, right? A demo only party? How would you put that? How would you phrase that?
A demo party, yeah.
Yeah, but we are at the demo party right now. So anyway, anyone who got a taste and wants to visit another demo party?
Amiga!
I'm not talking about the people that are going to go anyway.
So a good place to find a list of demo parties near you is demoparty.net. They have a list of upcoming demo parties and a map where you can see where all the demo parties are around the world. So that's a really good website.
And what I have to admit, it's easier to get a ticket than for the camp. We're ready to go? We are ready to go. Well, guys, you are doing awesome. You are doing great back there. So let's go for Physics Go Straight by Team 210. I was informed that it's broken. There are sound issues at the moment. Look. Okay, sound was muted. So remember, people, if you want to hear sound, unmute it. I will write a paper about it later. So this was Physics Go Street by Team 210. I think it was named after a street on the campgrounds named after Diana Physics Go YouTube person thingy. It was confirmed by the back office. This was New School intro compo. Everything was 4K or less. I sometimes struggle with emails that are shorter than that. Yeah, so, and I think everybody does. or some people write WhatsApp messages that are longer than that. Much to my dismay. Yeah, so next one is...
Yep, so we got 5 minutes and then it will be the wild compo.
So
yeah.
If your throat feels a bit dry, I know people who can help out with that. Over there at the beautiful desk with the beautiful hats and the beautiful chunks. They're stomping the limes. The gesture was a bit suggestive. And I'm terribly sorry about that. Yeah, we have another chunk, but that's yours.
No, you have it.
I have it.
You drink that.
You're very generous about that. Anyway, and yeah. So, on bigger demo parties, you will see more of this, and hopefully Mercury will release anytime soon. Or Razer 1911.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I was joking. So Razer 1911, for those who don't know, is a group that is really, really old. They used they released a demo some years ago that said, yeah, the scene is dead, where they proclaimed the demo scene as dead. And I think, like, not the last revision, but the one before that, somebody released a demo that said, I think it was Poobrain even, might be. Yes, the demo. The sceners have a very peculiar kind of humor that I have to admit is aligned with mine. And they released a demo called Razer 1911 is Dead. so you understand how the scene works. Everybody's poking fun at everybody, and if they're not poking fun at everybody, they're poking fun at themselves. Okay. How are we going on the technology front? 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Okay.
3 minutes remaining.
3 minutes remain. Maybe they're a bit longer than 180 seconds, but I mean, we got that figured out.
So shout a random computer name that isn't an Amiga.
Dragon 32.
So about the TIC-80 thingy, emulators for that are pretty ubiquitous.
It's not an emulator, really. It's a fantasy console for the TIC-80.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Which is, yeah.
The TIC-80 is a console that doesn't exist, but pretends to be old school, but runs in your browser.
Yeah, it can run on many, many different platforms.
So do whatever you want with that. And you can start coding really nice things in there. It helps you out a lot, and I found it very easy to get started with. So if you want to play around with that, go ahead. They're actually TIC-80 compos, and people in general don't make fun of people that are new into the scene.
No.
They just make fun of the like established big groups that have released like proper productions, like really huge things, I'd rather say tiny things. That are very, very, very impressive and make a NVIDIA 4090 run for its life.
So you can do bonkers things on the TIC-80s. There was a release at Assembly a couple of weeks ago, a mega demo done on the TIC-80 that was absolutely amazing. So yeah. It's incredible what you can do on the TIC-80.
If you or somebody you know happens to have an Amiga or a Commodore somewhere in their basement, people are still pushing the limits on that one. I mean, there was the Batman Begins or Batman Returns thingy.
Yeah, that was it. That was just incredible.
Jaw dropping. Like, it was so many scenes, so many different effects. So it was really nice. So I'm told we are ready to start with a wild combo. Please strap in, fold up your tables, and put your seat in upright position. We are ready to get wild. Let's go! due to technical issues, the journey might be delayed by 5 minutes.
Yeah, this entry requires a web server, which are just starting now.
And I'm pretty sure you all know how web servers are the most stable and nice software to run. What? Sorry? Also, that what you should be aware of if you join your first demo party are chiptunes that get stuck in your head for weeks, months, or years, depending on the thing. I mean, watch the invite of the revision and tell me that it did not get stuck into your head. I know people who are reminded, who get a song stuck into their head if they see a t-shirt from revision this year.
Yeah, if I see a fairy, that's, yeah.
Wait, I got this. I don't... It has to be deep fried, yes. The bass is gone! Imagine bass here. We got some postcards. So, Violet sent Furry Communication Commission. And
don't read this.
Oh. Okay, yeah, Furry Communication Commission.
Violet here?
Violet?
That's me, yes.
Oh, hi.
Okay, I'm sorry, I thought it was for the stage. They came to this fucking stage. Don't tell us you have post for the stage if you don't have post for the stage. So we got the creators of the demo on stage helping out. Apparently our technical crew cannot run a web server. It's fine. They're seniors, not web admins. Yeah. So, I did look at the internet, and there were some people appreciating the demo show, which I like a lot, considering the fact that we had so many technical difficulties.
Yeah, sorry. I hope everyone is having a good time, and yeah.
I mean, of course they are. They're still here, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
yeah. So, yeah, as I said, a song might get stuck into your head, like that one. Then there are the invites that are very, very sticky in terms of melodies. This year's revision was terrible in that regard, or good, however you see it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it nonetheless. It was exactly my kind of humor. I mean, it was by BP Hackster and Motorola. At least that's what the people from the Danish Underpants Brigade claimed. And yeah, how are we doing on the technical front? We are re... Huh? Node.js is shit. We should write a paper about it. I'm a system administrator by vocation, so I can support that statement. If you are a Node.js developer, I'm terribly sorry for you. Make other life choices. Oh, come on. I can shit on any language that I want. I mean, heads up if you have suffered through Java. Yeah, you see? More than two hands went up, so I'm right. So, JavaScript, the statement was JavaScript shits right back. Okay, do we have a recording of the demo? Okay, that's also something.
Yeah.
So this is... Do you have a laptop that it runs on, and can we connect that one?
Yes.
Hmm? The previous demo should run in repeat on repeat.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we currently need the computer to run the next episode. Okay, yeah. So apparently the previous demo had 16 patterns and we only run 4 of them. So if you want the full demo, go to demozoo.org and get the full thing. Or at pua.net, which is written every time I have to look it up on Google. Now the demo's an internet. Okay, so the web server needs an internet connection.
Not the demo.
Huh?
Not the demo, only the web server.
Not the demo, only the web server. How did you put it before? Yeah, notice shit. Don't use Node.js, people. It hurts. Yeah. We are ready? Wow. Okay. Then I will stop talking and you may go. The projector is refusing to cooperate. Did it join the Engelgewerkschaft? There was an issue with a connector, I think. Technical crew of the Beamer, please make it work. You are allowed to use violence if needed.
Be nice.
Yeah. Thank God nobody has to do... nobody works in technology here. Try to wiggle the cable, maybe. There was something beforehand.
Okay.
Technical crew has arrived. The problem will be solved. By the way, what? The cable fell out?
No.
So apparently we had a similar issue. So, by the way, do you know the story how the Vox saved revision? For those of you who don't, I will reiterate anyway. It happened during the pandemic, where people were forced to stream their events on the internet, and revision was blocked because somebody showed their bum or something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah, something like that. So the revision Twitch account was blocked. Because running a critical infrastructure in the hands of private corporations is always a good idea. And in less than an hour, the Vox stepped in because somebody from the Vox was watching the stream and it crashed. And the Vox stepped in and managed to get it back up in less than an hour. So Twitch dropped it. And Walk picked up the fucking ball in less than an hour. if that doesn't, like, they went from legendary to epic, in my book at least. If that doesn't speak for whatever we are doing here, I don't know what does. This is how we roll with solve problems. Most of them we create ourselves, but sometimes there are problems that others created and we pick up. And I really, really, really appreciate the Vogue for that. And I think they deserve a huge applause for that. Let's go. Very nice. By the way, for the people at home, and I know people at home are watching because at least two people wrote me, this stream is brought to you by the Vogue, the very Vogue that I was talking about. So we are having more technical difficulties, or are not. I don't know what the status is. So yeah, this is how the Vogue saved revision 2020, I think. Yeah. And I mean, what I wanted to read beforehand was a part of the CCC hacker ethics, where it says, you can create art and beauty on a computer. I mean, if demos aren't a proof of that, I don't know what is. This thing was written somewhere in 84 or something like that. So it was before everything that is graphics cards and video games with impressive rendering skills and stuff like that. But yeah, so what is the status on our infrastructure? It's still fucked. Thanks very much. We are working on it. We are still having some technical difficulties on the stage. I was informed this is pretty normal for demo parties. I've heard of sceners that managed to get like super duper high-end development stuff from graphics card manufacturers because their demos crash current hardware, but this is but a rumor. Can you say us more about that?
I don't really know, but it's very common to crash stuff and get it sorted out with people. But yeah, that's not really.
I mean, that's the thing. If you are running on the edge of technology, sometimes you step over it and everything crashes.
Yeah.
That's the thing with cutting edge. Sometimes it cuts.
But hopefully we'll be back and running very shortly and we can continue.
So, for those people who haven't watched any talks from this year, any recommendations from the audience? What talk should I watch on Media CCCD afterwards? Oh. Whoa, we are going live.
Let's go.
This is impressive. Okay, let's go. Read the slide again, everybody forgot. It has no sound, I was informed. Yes. So, this was Gomme Flip from two people on the campus here. I don't see anything because our monitor is gone, like a monitor. This is let's continue the compo.
After Vogue, I had a cool idea. At home, I had a VIC-20, which was not in the greatest state, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool to turn it into a keytar? So that's exactly what I've done. As the VIC-20 is a 43-year-old computer, it's not got exactly the best specifications, with the stock hardware featuring 5 kilobytes of RAM. The sound hardware, which is our main focus, is not exactly brilliant either. You have 4 channels of audio to choose from. The first being a low pitch range, the second being a medium pitch range, the third being a high pitch range, and the fourth being this weird noise thing. But if it works, it works. So I got started, and after about a week and about 1,000 lines of 6502 assembly code, the software running behind it was finally finished, with such dazzling features as 3 user-tunable background accompaniments, arpeggios, and the bugs that are now features because I thought they sounded cool. And then came making the VIC-20 look a little bit more like a keytar. The total expense on this project is about £7, as I only needed to buy a guitar strap for this and everything else I had lying around already. There was also a minimal amount of soldering required. A USB power lead was soldered to the underside of the power supply input DIN connector, and a 3.5mm audio jack connected to the video connector, and then a power bank and a Bluetooth speaker were velcroed to the case. So please enjoy this wonderfully pain in the arse project. If you want to have a play with it yourself, just find me, I'll be around somewhere. Here's a cover so I know I haven't wasted your time.
So, this was it with our compos, if I'm not mistaken, right? Okay, so, as an important reminder for everybody, please vote. Our main maintainer of the voting infrastructure is sitting on the sofa with a microphone in his hand.
Yes.
In their hand, sorry about that.
That's fine. So, we'll fix the voting as soon as I'm off stage.
Yeah.
And remember to vote.
Now it's.
Where do you vote? So there's vote keys to hand out there are any left. If there aren't any left, someone can give you one. I generated 7,000 vote keys. So there are more than enough vote keys to go around. Find one of the organizers who can give you one digitally if we've run out of paper ones because we ran out of toner and couldn't print anymore.
Yeah, so now I have a note on my card. It says jam and party. What has marmalade to do with that?
Marmalade? Paddington Bear likes marmalade. I don't really know. Well,
okay, let's. There's going to be a jam where you can try yourself on code. Maybe you already know how to code shaders. You can join us. And there's going to be music, I heard. Is that true? Who's.
That's a very last minute thing, and I didn't get a chance to ask. Don't show because
Okay, so everything is very last minute, but stay around for some shaders. And yeah, that's it from us, right?
Yes, shaders, bites, stuff, and maybe some scratch.
And Amiga.
Amiga.
Very nice. There are more people than there were at the beginning. So thank you very much for being here. Thanks. Enjoy the jam. And that's it from On Track 2023.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.